USA Radio News.
Jared Ramos, a man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder today. Anne Arundel Police Chief Timothy Altmore has more on Ramos.
I can confirm for you at this time that we identified the suspect with help through other investigative techniques by using facial recognition technology from the Maryland Image Repository System. I'd like to thank Governor Hogan for allowing us that help. I'd like to thank the Maryland Combined Analysis Center, its commanders, and I'd like to thank the state police for being so present in helping us identify the suspect.
Today, President Trump is sitting down with lawmakers to discuss his next pick for the Supreme Court of the United States, with the retirement coming up of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and record heat is gripping much of the nation, from Denver all the way to New York City, record highs expected. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
It was a rare appearance by President Trump's White House predecessor. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Barack Obama speaking in public for the first time in several months, telling Democrats at a fundraiser in Los Angeles on Thursday evening that they have a right to be concerned about the state of America. The president not mentioning President Trump by name in his remarks. However, he suggested Republicans are using fear tactics, and he says fear is powerful. Guests paid $100,000 each just to have their picture taken with the former president.
First Lady Melania Trump visited Arizona yesterday to get a firsthand look at the immigration situation. Mrs. Trump was in Tucson getting a look at how children and families are being treated in Homeland Security facilities. We all know President Trump signed that executive order last week regarding children being separated from their parents. Ivanka Trump was asked on Fox Business her opinions on the topic. She kept it rather short and sweet.
I have very strong opinions on that topic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Yesterday, there was a protest where people were calling for ICE to be abolished. Lawmakers, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, all supported the protest. Tom Homan is the acting director of ICE. He has a message for all the protesters.
They need to educate themselves. I mean, this protest yesterday, they're protesting about family separations on the border. ICE doesn't separate families on the border. That's the Border Patrol. We're a different agency. So they need to get their facts straight and inform themselves what's actually happening and understand there's two different agencies with two different missions. Border Patrol does this and ICE does this. So first thing they do is need to educate themselves. Now, I'm not throwing Border Patrol under the bus. I think they're doing what they need to do. When you prosecute an illegal alien and they're with a child, you're going to be separated. The same thing happens to U.S. citizens all across this country. When you arrest a parent and you put them in jail, many times that child has to go to Child Protective Services if there's no one there to protect them. So what these open borders people want, they want better rules for illegal alien families than we have for U.S. citizen families.
Homan also talked about family separation and who folks should really be ticked off at.
If the American public wants to know who to blame for family separations, the first people they need to blame is Congress. We went up to the Hill several months ago and told them what the loopholes were about the Florida Settlement Agreement. We said, you can fix this. If we can fix the Florida Settlement Agreement, we can keep the families together in a family facility till they see a judge. But they failed to fix it. They don't want to fix it, so we're doing Operation on the Border, what Congress failed to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.